There are 45,000 nurses in the INMO this morning that are partaking in this industrial action. If we bring it locally, you'll see we have two picket lines. We do have nurses providing essential care on the wards to the patients who are in there, because management were advised and did cooperate with reducing, and they did cancel elective work. We have got to take the stand for nurses, because for far too long nurses and midwives have been taking on extended roles and not being recognised for it. And the national pay agreement didn't deliver, and our nurses mandated us by a 95% in favour of industrial action. So this is the time for nurses. It's historical. It's appropriate that it's the 100th year of the foundation of the INMO. No nurse or midwife wants to be here, but we need the Minister for DPAR to come to talks with meaningful proposals that will address the situation. We cannot keep nurses in this country.
One of the messages coming from the picket line today is, Leo, we won't go away. You know, the government effectively, we the nurses won't go away. But Pascal Donoghue says if they concede to the nurses' pay claims, it would undermine the budget, it would open up, unravel the agreement. They would be left with a massive bill, because then they would have to be dealing with lots of different unions, lots of different working groups. And I think the terminology used, that it would be unfair on the taxpayer.
What I would say to that is that there is a clause in the public service agreement that allows for the nurses to be addressed their situation without a knock-on claim. I can't say what other unions will do. I'm talking about the public service agreement and the clause that is there that allows for it. There is money in the country. The government have money. And nurses and midwives have waited for 20 years to have their working conditions recognised for all that they do. And remember, they are there 24/7 when everybody else is at home in their bed. They cannot say, when they're pushed with patients on corridors and in treatment rooms, ran out of time, we'll see patient tomorrow. They do not have that luxury. And they are 24/7. And what we are looking for is, we are looking for parity with the allied professionals at the entry grade, because if you pay nurses appropriately, they won't leave to go to the USA. They won't go to Canada. There will always be a small percentage who want to travel, but they will stay, because it's not just the young nurses we are losing. We are losing experienced nurses to countries where they will have a 35 or a 37-hour week, where they will have longer holidays, where they will not be called in on their day off or on their annual leave, and they won't feel that they're under pressure or they're letting colleagues down or letting patients down. Sorry, Greg, just to say, you need your rest days to recuperate, to go back in, to face the same situation that you're facing every day. And the problem for the nurses and midwives in Letterkenny here is, every day they go into ED, it's overcrowded. There's patients in the treatment room, there's patients on corridors, on trolleys, and it's not safe. And the government stands over that every single day, as does the Department of Health and Minister Pascal Donoghue. And because we're making a stand for our members, all of a sudden, safety is a big issue. There is nobody advocates on behalf of nurses, on behalf of the patients and the population of Donegal, more than the nurses and midwives.
Very strong words indeed. Of course, you know, a lot of your focus is towards the government, and not surprisingly, Fianna Fáil is a significant party that facilitates this government. Do you believe they have a stronger role to play in this? Because we have seen them draw lines in the past on other issues. Do you think this is one of those that you think they have a role to play, other than criticising a government that they facilitate in power?
Every politician has a part to play in this, yes. And Fianna Fáil, we would have met with Fianna Fáil ministers or Fianna Fáil TDs and highlighted the situation for nurses and midwives. We had to educate them, because they didn't realise the difference in pay for nurses and what the pay for a young nurse, male or female, starting off, or midwife, was in comparison to non-professional grades and allied professionals. And again, it's very much to know what I do, walk in my shoes. Mm. And the only time that that becomes a reality for the politicians or for the public, and we do thank the public for their support, because it has been tremendous already out there with the horns blown and the people that have come to be in the picket line, is when they use the service, then they realise what the nurses do. But at any given time, there's just over 5% of the population availing of the service. Mm. And they will all tell you, once they get in, the care that they get is excellent. But the problem is getting in there. Mm.
You've expressed frustration in the past that, you know, the public don't engage in these, that perhaps there could be more support for nurses. And I think we understand the reasons why, in that, you know, we when you're in hospital, you know, it's very acute and you're worried about it. But maybe when you leave hospital, it's like, well, thank God, I don't want to stir the pot. And, you know, I don't know what the psychology of it is. But certainly today, as you mentioned, lots of support here for people going up and down this busy road. And there's another protest this evening by Still Waiting at 5:30. I know nurses, due to health and safety, they have to be off the line by 4, isn't that right?
Yeah. Our picket this morning is from 8 a.m. to 4, but because of the road conditions and of course Murphy's Law, the one day you're going out, there's snow and ice, we had to put our members' safety, take it into consideration, so we were a little bit later going out, but we will be picketing at the two gates, the main entrance and the ED gate, until 4 p.m. this evening.